Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hey, this is Red Band, and you are listening to Kill Tony. Go to our website, deathsquad.tv. There you have every past episode of Kill Tony, including video portions to the show. And if you click on tour dates, you can come see us live. December 12th, we'll be in Columbus, Ohio at the Newport Music Hall. December 14th, we'll be in Pittsburgh at the Rex Theater. December 15th, we'll be in Cleveland at the House of Blues. Go to deathsquad.tv and click on tour dates. ShopSquad.tv, that's the official merchandise of the Death Squad universe. There you have the new Kill Tony shirt. You also have some hats, some Death Squad shirts, and a bunch of stuff. That's ShopSquad.tv. Tony Hinchcliffe has his own website, TonyHinchcliffe.com. There you have his own stand-up comedy tour dates, some merchandise. Go to TonyHinchcliffe.com. And last but not least, Ryan J. Ebelt, the house artist. He has a new Kill Tony book. It's on Amazon or RyanJEbelt.com. And now here's a brand new episode of Kill Tony.
Hey, this is Red Band coming to you live from the world famous Comedy Store main room for a brand new episode of Kill Tony. Give it up for Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yippee-doo-dah-day, everybody. It's another episode of Kill Tony. Make some noise. Brian Redband's
here,
everyone.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
You guys excited to be here? This is the number one live podcast in the world. All right, that's a half-ass effort. I'm excited to be here. I just got back from the road. Some fun gigs in Texas that I did with Joe Rogan. We did sold-out arenas.
That looked amazing.
Yeah,
man. That
no
looked
big
amazing.
Deal. Just won 30 minutes all by myself in basketball arenas. Ha, ha, ha. You fucking fucks. Anyway, good to be home. We Kill Tony goes back on the road. Hey, Ryan J. Ebelt's here, everybody.
Look at him.
He's drawing tonight's episode. He's got a blank sheet of paper in front of him, and he's drawing it right now. He's also the author of Kill Tony, the book, which features every poster and print of every episode of the show ever. RyanJEbelt.com. Everything is on sale right now. There's a special holiday sale for prints and posters at RyanJEbelt.com.
Black Friday.
Indeed. Black like my delicious caveman coffee, Nitro. Use the promo code KILLTONY. Save some money. It's literally, just like with all of our amazing ads, we finally gotten to the point to where we have the ads that we've always wanted, things that we actually believe in. Caveman Nitro Coffee. Just got another box shipped to me the other day, which means I'm like good.
And check out Tate Fletcher and the new Star Wars show on Disney Plus.
The
first thing you see, episode one, is Tate's face.
Unbelievable. We're all doing great things, and just like Kill Tony is, we're going back out on the road. Columbus, the 12th of December. Pittsburgh, the 14th of December. Cleveland, the 15th of December. So come on out in the snowy weather and join us in the Midwest in the month of December. This Saturday, wrestling fans, if anyone's listening that's a wrestling fan or ever has been, Infinite CBD presents Storcade live from this room this Saturday afternoon, in our first ever pro wrestling event at the Comedy Store since Andy Kaufman was threatening to beat up women. And how about this? Look at this magic. This is the sound everybody wants to hear. That's right. Listen up. Breaking news. San Antonio and Houston, Texas, we are making our illustrious return. January 9th, San Antonio, one night only, Kill Tony, plus a massive stand-up show. And Houston, Texas, Kill Tony's and stand-up shows, both the 10th and 11th of December. So that's the 9th of, January. The 9th of January in San Antonio, the 10th and 11th of January in Houston. Congratulations to Texas, probably our biggest state for Kill Tony fans. I actually announced those after my set at the arenas.
Oh, it was
really
cool. Already sold out.
Thank you. That's my time. By the way, I'll be back in January with my podcast and a stand-up show. A fucking arena. You guys know what that's like, though. Anyway, Calgary, we're doing a whole weekend. January 23rd is Kill Tony. 24th and 25th, four stand-up shows. And, yeah, a bunch of exciting stuff happening. I'm really pumped about it. And, oh, yes, this is exciting. Jeremiah's headlining St. Louis, San Diego, Kansas City, Chicago, and Detroit. JeremiahWatkins.com. The Big A Calendar, still available for the year 2020.
Of course it is.
You better get some before they run out. They only have thousands of more to sell. And I'm really excited about this one. There is someone who's silent but deadly that plays an amazing role in every single one of these episodes. It's the great sound guy, Danny Lucas, up there, way up in the bird's nest up there. He's actually in an unbelievably awesome band called the Cold Blue Rebels.
Yes.
And they have a brand new EP. It's available everywhere. It's called The House That Frank Built. The artwork on the album cover is from our very own Ryan J. Ebelt. And get it now. Again, that's Cold Blue Rebels with their new EP, The House That Frank Built, available everywhere right now. So check that out, you diehard Kill Tony fans. If you like, you know, what would you call that, Danny? Hardcore rockabilly? Is that what it is?
Psychobilly.
Psychobilly. I love it. I love it. I'm glad I'm on your good side, Danny Lucas. You don't want to make a psychobilly guy mad at you. Danny and I have had a lot of fun in the 12 years that I've known him. He is what I would consider a cool, bold dude. Cool, bold dude. Cool, bold dude. CBD. Hey, it's the holiday season, and Infinite CBD knows how stressful seeing your family can be. Maybe you've got to travel to see them. You have to buy gifts, or you don't even have a family, and you're extra sad. Well, Infinite CBD wants to help everyone enjoy the holiday season, which is why from now until Christmas, they are offering our listeners, wait for it, 30% off. That's right. If you use our code, Tony15, you're going to be getting 30% off. I believe that's the biggest discount we've ever had on Infinite CBD. This is the sale of the year and the time to stock up. I have the nano water. I have the caffeine pills. So if you need to sleep on a plane, take the PM pills or gummies. If you need to be awake while listening to your grandfather's stories for the 50th time, use the CBD AM pills.
And if your parents are getting pizza, you can go in your parents' bed and have sex and have CBD lube. Or if you eat too much and you want to run off the stuffing but your knees hurt, freezing point topical cream. Just think about your relatives are always complaining about and get them something that helps with that.
God.
Whoever yells the most, get him some gummies. Whoever really likes to drink, get him some CBD recovery. Whoever complains about being in pain, topical creams. I used some CBD on my knee recently. Totally helped. These products really work. And don't buy CBD anywhere else.
That's right.
Infinite CBD offers the cleanest and healthiest, purest CBD on the market.
So once more, for a limited time only, you can get 30% off at InfiniteCBD.com by using our code Tony15. And if you click on the link in the episode description, we've got a holiday giveaway pack with over $1,000 in CBD product for a lucky winner. So click on that link in the episode description. So one more time, that's 30% off with the code Tony15. Click below to enter to win a $1,000 CBD bundle. And that's at InfiniteCBD.com/gas giveaway. Heck yeah, imagine winning $1,000 worth of CBD. You'd have to be pretty lucky. You know what I mean? That's like walking down the street and finding $100 on the ground. Would you pick it up or would you keep walking? Of course you'd take the money. So why do you keep picking winners and not betting on them? That's why I go to MyBookie. It's fast, it's easy, and they pay when you win. Let's face it, where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. And I would not be telling you guys to bet with them if they weren't the absolute best.
Do the smart thing. If you're going to bet this football season, bet with MyBookie. Did you know you could bet on games after the kickoff? If by the second half it looks like your bet is going to lose, you could always take the other side, which
wow.
is crazy.
Wow.
If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. If all the picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. And no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of year.
It is the best time of the year. So join now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use the promo code Tony to activate the offer. That's promo code Tony to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. You guys ready to start tonight's episode or what? We are live from the world famous comedy store. We've had a lot of fun lately, a lot of insanity happening on this damn show, and I could not be more excited about tonight's episode. We always have two of the funniest comedians in the world on. This week's no different. Two absolutely of our favorite people on the planet. Make some noise. It's Eric Griffin and Steve Lee, Stevie Weeby. Here we go. There they are. Hey, Steve. Yes. Yes. This is exciting. It is the return of Eric Griffin. He's been on numerous times, the host of Riffin' with Griffin. He's going to be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix Thanksgiving weekend, Friday and Saturday. And it is the first time for Steve Lee, Stevie Weeby, everybody.
I'm a little nervous.
He's the host of the Stevie Weeby Show. That's everywhere. And you can also find it at www.stevieweebyshow.com and stevieweebybandcamp.com. Check out some of his amazing music.
Thank you, Tony.
I'm excited that you're here, Steve.
Thanks. I'm very excited. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Yeah. These people all love you, right, guys?
Thank you.
Goddamn right.
Thanks for coming out.
It's a fun, supportive crowd. Now, I don't know if you know this, Steve, but we do have a band on this show.
I'm excited to hear them.
Every single episode. How many of you are fans of this show? That's goddamn right. Every single episode, they commit to being different characters. We never have any idea what they're going to be, so we're all going to find out at the same time what they are tonight. Maybe it's the return of some of their famous characters from the past. Maybe it's brand new characters that we've never seen before. Let's find out what they are tonight. Make some noise for the best stand band in the land. It's the Kill Tony Band. Jeremiah Watkins, Strolberg, Joel Jimenez, and Chroma Chris. Whoa.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Heck yeah. Awesome. Extreme sports or something. Wow. Wow, this is very exciting. It appears to be some type of extreme sports or something like that.
Nailed it, dude!
Wait, oh boy. What? What's going on over there? What's your name?
Saw, dude, my name's Micah.
Micah? My goodness, Micah. What are you?
Dude, what do you mean, man? I'm straight born and raised in California, bro.
Wait, what? You guys are just California guys?
Yeah, dude. I mean, we do extreme sports. I mean, I don't really know if you want to put a label on it, but yeah, dude.
Wow.
Like, I'm wearing a New York hat because I'm from LA, and that's ironic.
Fuck yeah, Micah. I'm glad that you're here on rollerblades. Chroma Chris came out on a boogie board.
Boogie board, world champion boogie boarder.
Oh, you're a world champ. What's your name?
My name's Max. Sup?
All right, Max, well, welcome to the show. And then clearly back here we have what appears to be a Mexican stepdaughter of some kind.
I know you are, but what am I, dude?
Oh, boy.
The name's Josue, dude.
Josue?
Josue.
Josue.
Like in no way, Josue, dude.
All right. Well, this is going to be fun. We have the whole crew up here. This is exciting stuff. David, you want to move that sax stand somewhere there? This system that we have is pretty sloppy. There you go. How about one more time for David Deary going around? He loves it. He loves it. He loves it so much. So we have Micah, Max, and Josue, California residents that are into extreme sports.
It's pronounced Josue, dude. How white are you, dude?
That's what I said. We have Eric Griffin, Stevie Weeby, Brian Soundboard, and this, the Bucket of Destiny, ladies and gentlemen. Before the show, at least 100 people signed up for the opportunity to get pulled out of this bucket. Yeah, I think you know how it works. If I pull your name out, you get 60 seconds uninterrupted on this stage. You know your time is up when you hear the sound of a kitten. That means wrap it up then, or else you're going to bring out the angry West Hollywood bear. Yes, there you go. That's good enough, obviously. And then we interview you. We talk with you more about your life, find out more interesting stuff about you, what makes you special. You guys ready to start tonight's show or what? I'm going to be honest with you. We do this show every Monday in this room, and it's just we're not quite there with the energy in this room. Are you guys ready to start this fucking show live from the Comedy Store? Here we go. Kill Tony. Live from our home of the Comedy Store. And your first comedian getting an uninterrupted 60 seconds tonight goes by the name of Pat Griffin, everybody. Here we go. Pat Griffin. Pat Griffin. Here we go. Whoa! Look at this. Oh, yeah. It's going to be one of those nights, baby. Yeah. Here we go. We're starting it off with a motherfucking bang. It's Pat Griffin, ladies and gentlemen.
They tried to kill me out there on that street today. They showed me no mercy, and I had my blinkers on as I made the U-turn. Now, I just rushed over from the senior center. The seniors and the comics all walk around asking the same question. How much time do I have? And when they give me the light, I hope it's not at the end of the tunnel. I'm 78. Okay. And the way things are going, I'll be 80 by Christmas. Okay, well, is it a minute up yet?
Wow. Heck yeah. This is a lady that knows exactly when her time is up. Pat Griffin. Hell yeah. I like your style, Pat. Welcome to the show. I love this. You have something over there, Micah?
Yeah, dude. We got Riffin' with Griffin over here, and she's got me stiffin' with Griffin.
This lady's hot, dude. Pat, I think Micah's got a little crush on you. You available? You on the market?
Actually, I am.
Whoa. Oh, shit. Take her down the road and back again.
It reminds me of my grandson.
What's that?
He's like my grandson.
Heck yeah, that means, you know what that means.
Dude, I'm into GILF porn, dude.
Absolutely, doodly. What would be your first move with this young whippersnapper if you had a chance with him? You have any old school moves in the bedroom that you know how to do or something like that? The Great Depression or something like that? Or the... World War II, the old...
She's got that good old Dust Bowl, dude.
I love it. So welcome to the show, Pat.
I want to drop in on her Dust Bowl.
All right. Very good, Micah. Okay, so welcome to the show, Pat. How long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
I started about 10 years ago, but about 4 years ago, I decided to learn how to do it.
Hey, I like that. Heck yeah.
I'm being serious.
I like your style. You live here in Los Angeles?
I live in Pleasanton, California. I came down with Nicole Tran.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool. Heck yeah. That's awesome. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So what have you been doing your whole life? You're 78 years old. You got pulled first tonight. What you been doing? What's going on?
Well, I actually did I did stand-up comedy in French this year.
Oh, really?
I didn't do it well. But I did it.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Hell yeah. What made you want to do it in French?
Well, because I went to high school there, and I went back to see my friends, and I found an open mic that they had. It was booked, actually. It's not quite open. But anyway, I arranged to do it once in French and once in English 2 weeks later. And I had a ball.
Heck yeah, that's so cool. That's awesome. Look at you knocking it all off your bucket list.
Well, there's no...
Uh-oh. Grim Reaper's here. No, Pat. That doesn't mean anything. Don't let... So, did you have a...
Dude, she thought the real Grim Reaper was here for her, dude.
She's literally like, oh, I gotta go.
She's like, that's my time, literally. Bye.
Yeah, when they give you the 1 minute light, do you ever want to go into it, dude?
She literally made that joke in her stand-up, Joel.
I don't listen to old people, dude.
Clearly, Joel is keeping some of that hot momentum from last week going here tonight.
I don't listen to anybody over 25, dude.
I love it. So, Pat, have you had any jobs in your life or anything like that? Tell us about your life, like your whole life. Do you not talk about that anymore?
Well, I had a sweetie.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
He died.
Oh, he did? Oh, that's sad. How long ago was that?
It was 4 years ago when I decided to become a comic.
I love that. Well, that's good. Look at that. You filled it with something positive that you're good at and that people like. I mean, it's so fun. It's amazing. We love seeing people, I say it every episode, different shapes and sizes and styles. We haven't had a sweet old lady on, since...
Well,
I mean, well, actually, we had the Southern Bells last week, the band was, but I love your style. Very cool. What do you guys think about this young little whippersnapper, Pat Griffin?
Well, you made me laugh. You know what I mean? I think it's great that you're doing this right now. Look, this is a proof that you can start at any time. You know what I mean? If you just continue with it and, you know, hopefully by 83, you'll... You know what I mean? You'll be running the circuit in L.A. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
Well, you don't have to be afraid of anything anymore.
I feel you. Except, yeah, she's not afraid.
I really liked her energy. I really did.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, when she came up here, I was, like, mesmerized.
Yeah.
Because her dress as well, and she had enough guts to do it, and I thought you were great.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah.
Are you ticklish?
Probably not.
No.
Probably.
Does it go away? Did you used to be ticklish?
Red band.
I mean.
All right. Yeah, Micah.
Perfect. This may be a personal question, but have you kissed anybody since your sweetie?
No. Would you like to?
Oh, I have a lot of brothers and sisters.
Oh.
Have you done a non-platonic kiss?
Have you done?
I'd freaking kiss you right here and right now, dude.
Wow, how about that? What do you think? What do you think? You want a little? What do you?
This is my grandson.
Come on, why don't you give him a little? Give him a little smoocheroony. What do you guys say? How does that go, Micah? Be the aggressor here. So awesome.
I'm so glad we didn't make a scene.
No, that was great. No, yeah, you guys saved that for later. You're gonna be using that cum towel that you've been holding on to there. Pat Griffin, I'm telling you right now, you're an instant legend on this show. Thank you for coming on. There she goes. Pat Griffin, ladies and gentlemen. That's a way to get things started. Fuck yeah, Pat. Hell yeah. All right. Brian, don't scare the poor thing.
I know. As soon as he opened his mouth, I got nervous. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
What is Red Band going to say?
Her and Red Band are a dangerous combination because they both have 2 years to live. She probably has better knees than Red Band.
I bet she could definitely squirt better than me.
Oh, come on.
Dead
trash
band.
Can.
Dead band.
Dead band.
Why would you give us that visual? Now all I can think about... Okay. Nothing.
All right. I pulled another name out of the bucket. Let's keep this fun train moving along. Make some noise for Christian Wissa. Wissa. Christian. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. One more time for Christian Wissa.
Good evening, white people and assorted brown people. Okay, so America has a big problem. This guy is like, he's looking at me, he's like, oh man, please don't say racism. It's not. It's fucking incels. Y'all know what incels are? They're involuntary celibates. Basically, they're losers who can't get laid, and they just shoot up the fucking place. Don't worry, I got a fucking solution. We're gonna have to legalize prostitution. Just gonna have to fucking do it, man. I mean, look. If you give them, like, fucking tax credits, this shit will fucking work out. It's like, for every incel that they sleep with, it's like, oh, you slept with one incel? Here's $300. Thank you.
Heck yeah. Christian Wissa. Hello, welcome. Come on, grab that microphone. Where are you going? Heck yeah, I like your style. Have you been on this show before?
I have not.
Wow, well, welcome.
What's up, Tony?
How's it going, man?
It's going good, man.
I like the way you look.
Thank you.
So welcome, welcome. How long have you been doing stand-up, Christian?
I've been doing stand-up for 9 months.
9 months. Very good. The baby's ready to come out. And what do you do for work?
I'm an equipment manager.
Yeah, what kind of equipment? That fucking giant cock you're dealing with? You know what I'm talking about? I'm just kidding. Sorry, Eric. I knew Eric would give me the because he's black look, and then it wasn't. It's just off of his swagger. Shaved head with a beard. That's always...
His swagger?
Hitting the ER a little too hard, man.
What?
Hitting the ER a little too hard, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what kind of equipment? What kind of equipment are you managing?
Production equipment, so cameras, cool. Lights, that type of stuff.
Oh, very cool. Heck yeah. That's awesome. So 9 months in the game, it's been going good for you?
It's been going.
Something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, something I definitely wanted to do.
And you're born and raised here in L.A.?
No, I was born in New York City.
Oh, okay. When did you come out here?
3 years ago.
What made you come out here? Just a job?
Yeah. Like, I graduated from UNC, and I had an internship, and brought me out here, and I just fucking stayed.
Awesome. I love it. Heck yeah. That's great. And you have any hobbies or anything like that when you're not making Maybach music?
I mean, obviously, eating.
Tommy.
Now that's not because he's black. That's because he looks like Rick Ross, dude. Come on.
Who is black?
While we're on looks, I really love your work as the Grimace. He looks like the Grimace!
It's always good when you have to say that after a joke. That's twice. How you know it worked.
And I love your work as the Taco Bell dog.
Whoa, he just called you the Taco Bell dog, you fucking loser.
Oh, real funny, dude.
All right. Okay, dude. Okay.
Dude, is it normal if Surge comes out of your dick?
All right, Micah. Wow, we're just... shooting half-court shots already. 20 minutes into the episode.
Yeah, it's called shooting a blank, dude.
All right. So, Christian, what do you do for fun? Any hobbies or anything like that?
Cooking. I like to write. Just hang out at the beach.
Mm-hmm. What do you do at the beach?
Watch other people have fun.
Yeah.
No, like, I mean, just play around in the water a little bit.
You do? What? Show us on your body how far into the ocean you go. Whoa, really? All the way up to there?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, you just play around in the water?
Yeah, he takes a little rubber ducky. And
like by yourself, you go to the beach and just
man.
Wade out in the water this deep?
All right.
Hey, man.
You know the lifeguard never takes his eyes off this one, too. Just like, oh, shit.
That just feels creepy. You know what I mean? But, all right.
I love it, man. I love it. You have a girlfriend or anything like that?
Nope.
How long you been single for?
I've been single for 5 years.
Wow. Oh, you on any of the dating apps or anything like that? Postmates,
nope.
Uber Eats? What are we talking about?
That would be an awesome addition to Uber Eats.
Postmates. Postmates is our go-to here. You can use the promo code
Postmates.
Kill Tony and save $100 on your first month of deliveries. So, are you on any of the apps? I didn't get an answer there.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. How come you haven't a little bit shy in front of the ladies or something like that?
You shy now. Loosen up, man. Relax. Get that hand out of there. There you go.
Yeah,
I'm nervous as shit right now. Relax, you know what I mean?
I know a 78-year-old lady who you could fuck the shit out of. Yeah, let's do it. How many of you want to see those two fuck on stage right now? We just got word Pat Griffin has passed away at the age of 78 years old. Very sad.
Can we make sure that's not true?
I love it. So the last date you went on, that was 5 years ago?
Yeah.
My goodness. Wow, your voice got deeper for that one.
No, that's not the last date I went on. The last date I went on was in 2016.
Whoa, Jesus.
It was when I was leaving North Carolina, and like we were at a restaurant, and the girl turned out to be a Trump supporter.
Oh, and that's when you're like, will you marry me?
Fuck no.
No.
Wait, how did that come about, like, organically?
Well, I mean...
Or was it a blind date and she's like, oh, no.
I Yeah, go ahead.
No, like, we actually met while I was at the beach with some of my friends, like, before.
What? Shut the fuck up.
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
So you were this deep in the water and she didn't know? She didn't know the rest of you. You came out of the water and she was like, oh.
No. Like, we were there for a whole week and, like, we were hitting it off and, like, we just went to this random town in North Carolina.
Okay,
town.
You were hitting it off for a week.
Yes.
And then at the end of the week, she was like, oh, and by the way, I support Trump.
Basically, we were at a restaurant and she basically, like, it came out. Like, she just fucking
How
said
did it.
It
come out? How did it come out?
So I was talking about the real election, saying, like, man, this is fucking crazy, man. What the fuck is Donald Trump doing in the race?
Right.
And she was like, oh, I believe in him. I was like, the fuck?
It's a white girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now how do you feel about things? Now that it's years later and the economy's booming, how do you feel about how do you feel about that? We've been pulled out of all the wars that we were stuck in. How do you feel about it now?
Yo, I feel fucking great about it. She has like 2 kids now. I'm so
Wow. Good. She went and made those Trump people love making babies. Fantastic. Helps the economy. Thank you. The president's actually on the line. Mr. President, what do you think about this guy on stage?
I assume are good people.
Hey, that's interesting. I like that. That's very good. Wow. My goodness. What did you think about his performance on stage, his 60 seconds? How did you feel about that?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Mr. President. My goodness. You guys have any opinions on Christian?
I actually liked his set a lot because you talked about incels. So.
Hey, there you go.
That means a lot to me because I'm an incel too, but I have a girlfriend. So. But I used to be an incel, just like you. So. I'm not saying you are.
Yo, I'm not an incel.
Oh, okay.
I never said I wasn't fucking.
Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Oh, wow.
But I like that you brought up incels, that's all. Yeah.
He just Steve has no idea what an incel is.
No, I do.
You have no idea! Yeah.
Well, incel is a person who voluntarily can't get sex, yeah.
So, when you say you've been fucking, what do you mean exactly? This is breaking news.
Well, you know, like I go out to a bar, say a couple jokes to a girl, she laughs, and then we...
Wow, what jokes do you do on the girls that you didn't do here tonight?
Well, it was more of a conversation, really, like the flow of conversation type stuff. Right.
He was an advocate for prostitution, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. That's true. So you've been fucking. You have any special moves in the bedroom or anything like that? Anything you like to do? You go to third base first or anything like that?
Any, like, 360 big spins or anything like that, dude?
You have any special maneuvers that you do tricks that you could teach us?
Yeah, like any clit flips or anything like that, dude?
Yeah, we got that. Micah, how about you with an answer on the question?
Special moves? Nah, man, I just kind of work the pussy until they come.
What do you mean? When you say work the pussy, like, what do you mean? You have it
with my mouth.
You have it, like, carry production equipment for you? With your mouth, so you actually go downtown.
Yeah. It's the only way it works, man.
But only to eye level, dude.
There you go. How about one more time for him, everybody? It's Christian Wissay. Wissay. He's all one word, Christian Wissay. Yeah. Hey. All right, pulled another name out. Make some noise for Rachel D, everyone. Rachel D. Wow, the comedian section.
Rachel D.
Gave a little pop there. Whoa, she's going over tables. Here she comes. One more time for her. It's Rachel D.
I suffer from resting nice face. Yeah, you guys, I can't even say fuck you. Yeah, without someone going, oh, that's adorable. Yeah, I think it's because I'm from the Midwest. Anybody else from the Midwest? All right. You guys know that Midwesterners are known for a few things, right? Like consuming way too much butter and meth and being too nice. Growing up in Missouri, nobody tells you you're white trash. You gotta figure that shit out on your own, you know? Like, I just thought every childhood vacation destination was to really cool bars where you could take your kids. I really wish there had been, like, a white trash coming out party or something, you know? Like, we didn't have a white trash quinceañera. Okay, we do have 16 and pregnant. We got that. All right, thanks, guys. Rachel D.
There you go. Rachel D. Welcome back, Rachel.
Thanks.
You're famous on the show. It's been a long time. You are the famously hot teacher.
Yeah.
You still a teacher?
I substitute teach now.
Heck yeah. Paper cup appearance.
What happened? Hotter, dude.
My goodness. How do you keep the kids' attention? Do they heckle you with? They hit on you and stuff?
I got a boner!
Again? All right. I mean, not usually. On occasion, they do. Like, actually, last week, I was teaching junior high, eighth graders, mm-hmm. and all of the guys were like, yo, is it hot in here? I feel like we should turn the AC on. I was like, that's adorable, right?
There you go. That was a sound
That's about effect. It, though. They don't, you know.
Very interesting. Now,
no, really.
You said you're from the Midwest?
Yeah, I'm from Missouri.
Okay. And then, what'd you say about New Jersey?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I heard New Jersey at one point. Must have been two words clanking together. So Missouri was what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and what do your parents do?
Both my parents are in the military.
What branch?
Air Force.
Ooh, okay.
So they were nice, too.
That's fun. And remind us what hobbies you have, like when you're not substitute teaching or doing stand-up comedy.
I like to go hiking. I like to do camping. I do fly fishing.
Where do you go camping at?
I haven't been camping since I've been out to L.A., but when
How
I
How long
was
have you been in L.A.?
Since March. Yeah.
Where were you before that?
San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So you live here now?
Yep.
Full time?
Yep.
So you haven't been camping. Have you been hiking?
Yeah, like up to the Hollywood sign, Griffith Park.
Yeah. You do anything fun? Like when hiking, people give that answer. I've never really understood it. Like,
and is camping like, fun? When is camping fun?
Yeah, it's okay for like a day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lived in Alaska for 10 years, so we did a lot of camping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why'd you move to Alaska for 10 years?
Well, my parents were in the Air Force, so we just kind of moved wherever all the time.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's fun. You ever make like an igloo or anything like that?
My first grade teacher was Inuit, but I did not make an igloo. No.
She got like a Sarah Palin look to us.
Yeah, the Alaskans, yeah, they have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I could not see Russia from my house, though, you know? So,
right.
Couldn't see it.
So let's ask the real question that everybody wants to know. How many of your students have you had sex with?
Just ballpark it, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Maybe that's even where it happened.
You know, I love that question so much. I get it all the time.
Four is the answer.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's really not.
No.
It's upsetting, but I do get that question the time.
But you have had a thought. There is like
absolutely
sometimes.
Not. Absolutely not.
What's the best pickup move? Has any of the kids been like really made a move like after they stayed after class and they were like, yo.
I think
just want to holler at you for a second, teacher.
I mean, they've left me like cute little notes and stuff, but I think the best was two guys thought it would be hilarious to promposal me at a pep rally. They thought that would be cute.
Nice.
Did you said no?
Well, I ended up in the principal's office, and they were like, "Why?
Wow.
Why would they feel like they needed to do that?" And I was like, because they're teenage boys. Oh, my God.
So you had sex
because
with
they
them
have
in the
eyes,
principal's
dude.
Office. Wow.
Wait. Was the principal... Is the principal a woman?
No.
Okay,
usually not. Unfortunately.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
the head of the household should be... No, I'm kidding.
kidding. Fuck you.
I'm just saying, if I was in high school and you were my teacher,
you would do nothing, honey.
I would have a secret crush on you. I'm just saying, I would have a secret crush on you. But that's not true, because I'd go home and I would probably masturbate too.
He would masturbate.
I would masturbate too.
Have you ever gotten a homework assignment?
I totally would. But,
have you ever gotten a sticky homework assignment? You know?
I'm sorry. I would.
Nobody has ever done that? Okay, sorry. That was.
Has any kid like had a make-a-wish and he's like, I got it.
All right, Micah.
What the fuck just really happened there?
Sometimes he just starts and thinks he's going to write it in the moment.
No, like the make-a-wish is having sex with her, but nobody else filled in the blank, so I just let it be, dude.
Right. Okay. What is your actual love life like, Rachel? You have a boyfriend?
No.
You go on dates?
No.
Last date you went on, you told the guy you were a Trump supporter?
Last date I almost went on, I was like, I was excited about it. The guy was like a CEO of a company. It was pretty, I was like, all right, why doesn't this guy have a girlfriend already, you
right,
know?
Right.
But then I Googled him, and he just got out of prison, so...
Wow.
I know.
What was the company?
I can't remember the company, but it was for copyright infringement. It was, like, why he went to prison.
Oh,
you like bad
yeah,
boys.
Yeah,
so... So you didn't go on the date?
No, it's
you
a pussy.
You canceled the date because he went to prison?
No, he actually ghosted me, guys.
Oh, wow.
Well, if I was one of your students, I'd never ghost you.
Oh, yeah. What if he maybe he Googled you? Is there something that you want to let us know?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he found out my age.
Oh,
I think he might have found out my age.
Oh, come on.
A lot
on,
of
Rachel.
Times, like yeah, no, really, a lot of times like that happens.
I don't think age is really a decider. I know three guys on this stage that would fuck Pat Griffin if given the chance.
Pat.
Fuck well, Rachel, you did it again. Another fun set. It's
thank
good to
you.
See you back. It's been a while.
Thanks,
one more time
guys.
For Rachel D. Everybody.
Rachel D.
Rachel D. You guys having fun out there? Jeez, what a lackluster response that is. The whole back of the room just staring at me like a bunch of fucking bums. What is this? Okay. Put your hands together for your next meeting. This looks like a new name. Zohen Verani. Zohen or Zoheb, perhaps? Step back from that ledge. Step back, my friend. Here we go. One more time, good and loud, for Zoheb Verani.
So, I've been dating recently, and I went on a date with this woman, and she said to me, I want to have a kid. I don't want to be the one that carries it. And my mom's agreed to be my surrogate. That's right, she is progressive. And I was like, yo, you're coming in real hot on a third date here, Emily. But out loud, I was like, so when do I get to sleep with your mom? Look, I'm no motherfucker. But I will earn it. I have had a sty in my eye recently, and... For those of you that don't know, a sty is like a bacterial infection in your eyelid. So it's kind of like a pimple, except for that it keeps coming back. So it's actually more like herpes for your eyelid. I want to be clear to the single woman in the audience, I don't have herpes. I definitely don't have herpes. I've been doing a lot of eye fucking lately, though. Don't worry, I use protection. My contacts are always in. All right, that's about it.
Zoheb.
Not bad.
Heck yeah. Am I saying that right? Zoheb?
It's Zoheb.
Zoheb.
Yeah.
Zoheb.
I go by Zo. That's easier usually.
Zeb?
Zo. Z-O.
Z-O. Okay. Yeah. We'll go with Zo. What'd you guys think of Zo? Any initial thoughts on Zo's performance?
I like the subject matter. I like the herpes and the sty in your eye was pretty good.
You like the herpes?
It was good. I mean, yeah. Well, the thing is, you got to... he had, you know, he came prepared.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
You gotta give it up for that.
I feel like you've been doing it a little bit, right? How long have you been doing this?
About a year.
Yeah, it feels like a year. All right. No, it was not bad. You got your jokes in line. You knew what you want to do. You knew what you want to say. You just got to keep doing it. Don't be so uncomfortable and, you know, you'll get there.
So, right? Zoe, right, you've been doing it a year. What ethnicity are you?
So I'm...
Are you about to lie right now?
No, of course not. No.
There was a big pause there.
Well, it's all, my whole background's always a bit confusing. So my dad's Pakistani and my mom's an Indian Ugandan.
Oh, my God. Wow.
How is racism always queued up? I'm just kidding. Just, is that the app? You know?
It's the racist app, yeah. Wow. So your dad is Pakistani. Do you ever go back to any of these countries and visit?
No. The last time I went to Pakistan was when I was 4 years old.
Yeah. What was that like?
I pissed on a pole. That's all I remember.
Wow. Isn't that what everybody does there?
Basically, yeah.
Isn't that the Four Seasons at Pakistan?
Welcome to the Four Seasons. Piss on a pole. Come on in. You're room number 511. Okay. Well, that's fun. You ever go to India, Uganda, or anything like that?
I went to Kenya recently. It's really hard for me to get into India because I'm half Pakistani. So getting a visa is practically impossible. It takes like 6 months to a year. So
right. Been. Yeah, you can't get a visa. I have to go with a MasterCard or something like that.
Discover.
Yeah, American Express would be better, I guess.
What do you do for work, Zoe? What kind of computer work do you do?
I work for LinkedIn. I do sales for them.
Yeah.
I do sales. I don't code anymore.
You sit behind a computer.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Have you ever really eye fucked somebody? Because I actually, that's one of my things that I love to do, and I've never heard anyone ever talk about
eye fucking. What do you love to do, Brian?
You open your eye like this, and then you have your girl open your eye like this, and you touch eyes and you wiggle it around. It's really cool.
Yeah. Absolutely disgusting.
What the fuck? What?
Yeah. So you don't like that. If you're interested in sleeping 14 hours a day, you should eye fuck your significant other, too. Okay, so Zoe, let's talk about it. You have any fun Pakistani hobbies? You ever get the urge to throw rocks or anything like that while walking down the street? Oh, that's what they fucking do. Damn it. Eric, you're frightening this audience.
I didn't say anything.
What is this, the racist show? What is that, racism?
Wait, I said it one time. I think we're projecting right now, I think, maybe.
I make one good rock-throwing joke, and they all... Look, this guy's walking out. Seriously, you ever throw any rocks?
No. Except for when I'm playing cricket, I
guess. Hey, look at that. Yeah, I thought you guys ate crickets. I didn't realize you played them. Oh,
wrong part of it.
Oh, he did it again. You really play cricket?
With my uncles over Thanksgiving usually, yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's some different stuff. What else do you do for fun?
I dance a lot, actually.
Really? What
kind,
what kind of music do you like to dance to? Oh, look at this. Is that?
It's actually usually more hip hop and is what I do.
Let's cue up some. Okay.
That's it. How did you know?
That's beautiful. Yeah, we
got a full routine.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Zoe.
I almost lifted him up.
Like, what kind of who's your favorite hip hop artist?
Kanye.
Okay, very good decision. I like that. One of the top young rising artists in the world. So yeah, let's do, you could do, really any of that. You could do, let's go here, and then, how about,
they really
how
need
about
some tech
song?
Support right now.
Right now.
Can you go over there and help them with that?
Something like that.
Would you like me to fix
maybe
that for you?
Maybe on the slower end of that one, because that's going to be a faster song. So, like, how about that? How many of you want to see Zoe dance right now? Whoa! Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. That was very impressive.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
My knee hurts just looking at that.
Yeah, that was very agile. A bunch of sand fell out of his jeans up here. You can't You can't see it. Oh my goodness.
Oh man. Throw a rock at him right now.
That would be so epic if after all this he pulled one out of his pocket. My goodness, that is awesome. You have a girlfriend, right?
No, I'm actually talking to a couple different women right now.
Whoa. Look at you with dance moves like that. I can see why.
Do they know?
No.
So did you tell them you were going to be on Kill Tony tonight?
Nope.
All right.
Well, I didn't know I was going to be on Kill Tony, you know?
Right. Right. There's
well,
no
you,
way
you had the chance. Look at
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Well, they're both in the East Coast, so.
Oh, look at you.
Then you're not really in a role. You're not really talking to them, then.
He's literally, that's all he's doing. He's just talking with two girls.
It's MSN Messenger, you know?
All right.
I love it. Heck yeah.
MSN? Oh, wow. Right.
He's doing
Netscape.
He's doing tech support at LinkedIn. He's like, yeah. I'll get you up and running in no time.
One in the LinkedIn,
yeah, send
two
him
in
a direct
in
mail.
How you doing back there? How you doing back there, Joe Sway?
Oh, you know, just back here, just being gnarly, dude.
Right. Dude, still, it's Ho Sway.
Oh, Ho Sway,
you keep saying Joe Sway, and you're like, that's what I've been saying. It's like, dude, that's why I said you're white at the top of the show. You can't
oh,
even
okay.
say Ho Sway.
Ho Sway. Very good. I got it. Wow. Well, Zoe.
Are you from New Jersey, dude?
Me?
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm actually from all over the South, actually.
Okay, cool.
Very good.
All over the South?
Blank.
Yeah, born in Houston, raised in South Carolina, college in Georgia.
That's what happens when you're Pakistani. They tell you to get the fuck out of their town, and you have to move a lot.
9/11 was tough, okay?
Zoe, I like your style, man. For a year in, you're working it. You know what I mean? You have beats, you're executing, you're performing, and you have a lot to talk about.
Thanks, man.
There you go. Zoheb Varani, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Zoheb Varani. Okie dokie. Fuck yeah. All right. Very good.
Jesus.
Pulled another name out of the bucket. Let's keep it going for Nicholas Ruvinsky. Nicholas Ruvinsky. Hey. Here he comes. You guys having fun out there? How about just the second level? You guys having fun up there? Listen up.
Dog pound.
One more time for Nicholas Ruvinsky.
Holy shit. I just got invited by my best friend. He works for some of the movie studios. He invited me to this red carpet event for that movie. What's it called? Dr. Sleep. It's like I went into this movie. I was wrong. I think it, was like, it turned out to be a horror movie. I thought I was going to be watching a documentary on the Bill Cosby trial. But I guess like a different kind of horror, you know? But I think that was the way for him, because after the movie, we went for some coffee. He's like, you know what? I got something to tell you. I got 6 months to a year to live. His dying wish is for me to spread his ashes all over Fiji Islands. Dude, you get to die, and you're going to send me on an errand halfway, you know, around the world to spread your ashes? Are you going to leave the money for the airfare, the cremation process, the Airbnb? That shit gets expensive. If you don't leave the money, I'm just going to FedEx the shit out of your ashes, you know? It's like, me, even in death, that's a shitty friend. Even in death, I'm trying to help you. If I'm dying, I was like, you know what? Cremate me, but keep the ashes. We live in L.A. You might have a house fire. You just grab the ashes. You put the fire out, you know? Not only I'm not sending you on an errand halfway around the world, I'm also saving your home. Thanks, man.
There you go. Nicholas Ruvinsky. Heck yeah, man. Doing it. Absolutely. Look at you. I like your style, man. You're a badass motherfucker. You look tough as shit, huh?
Yeah, I'm scared.
Let me guess. You used to be a CEO, went to prison for trademark infringement?
No. No. I had a bunch of pawn shops. No, I'm just kidding.
A bunch of pawn shops.
So I look like pawn shop like stars, you know?
You do. Yeah, there's definitely something there. This guy's got tattoos.
Want a guitar? I got a guitar. I got another saxophone if you want. Give you like this. Discount.
Where do you have the? Oh, okay, at your fake pawn shop. I got you.
There you go.
I didn't know the Aryan Nation had a bowling team.
Hey.
I got a bunch of bowling balls.
Whoa! Look who's
Where's your
back.
Accent from?
The iceberg is thawed out a little.
Ice is melting.
The ice Berg has just melted the return of Joel Berg. It's been a 2-week stretch. The whole crew's been talking about it. He's back. How about a hand for Joel Berg back there on the drums, everybody?
I had a question.
Yeah, Steve.
Is your accent Italian, or is it Israel? Like, what?
What kind of salad dressing is it? Italian, Russian?
No, I'm from the South.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The real South.
Armenia?
Argentina.
Ah.
The real South. For those, you know, that's the place of the world where the sun don't shine.
That's where the Nazis fled after the war. I was right.
I was friends with him, and I'm half Jewish.
Are you really half Jewish?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
My grandfather was Jewish. He left Poland. He hated his mother, so he went to Argentina and married a Catholic woman.
I've never met a Jew that loved his mother, so that makes
sense. That's why. That's it.
That's the joke that'll cost me a job, by the way, if you're wondering. The sand falling out of the guy's pant leg, the rock, Rick Ross, none of it. That's the one. Oh, man, he's a dangerous character. All right. Actually, that's the one that'll cost me
the part that's
going to
do it.
All right. So, Nicholas, what are you into, man? What do you do for work?
I drive Uber during the day. That's how I get my material.
Hell yeah. I love it, man. What do you do for fun? You seem like the kind of guy that has a lot of fun.
I do this for fun. Piss people off on the Uber telling jokes. Ah. That's why I started getting a lot of one-star ratings lately.
Yeah. What kind of car are you driving for the Uber?
A Honda Civic.
Ooh, man, that's a tight squeeze.
Nah, not really.
Do you have your picture on the Uber thing?
They have my picture. I don't have the writer's pictures. Otherwise, I'd be like, I'm not taking you. You're ugly as fuck. You're not getting in my car.
Nobody's gotten scared when they've gotten to your car.
He has a scarf on.
You have neck tattoos.
I have a 78-year-old lady got in my car. I think she was somewhere around here. She got scared. No.
You look like if Jeff Ross went to prison.
Wow.
I think he actually went to prison.
Wow. Look who's back.
I know.
He's on. Oh, he's a Joel Berging up.
Ah. And lost weight. That'd be great, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, 15%.
Heck yeah. The gross master general over here. Yeah. I like it. So, wow. Where'd you get all the tattoos? What's the story with that?
I used to play music for a number of years. So
yeah, what'd you play? What kind of music did you play?
I played everything. Rock, jazz, blues.
What instruments?
I'm a guitar player.
Just guitar?
Bass, drums, whatever.
You play the drums?
A little bit.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
You know what? It's been a long time.
We gotta do it!
It's been a long time, but I think we should have a Mexican drum off right now. Why don't you throw that in the mic stand? Jump behind that drum set. Now, let me explain to you how this works, Nicholas. Get back there. You know, have you ever seen a Mexican drum off on Kill Tony?
No.
Okay, so get back there. Sit on the stool. There's a microphone back there. So here's how it works, Nicholas. Ooh, I like his style. He's throwing his phone and his wallet on the ground. He's getting cozy. No, you're good. I get it. You don't have to explain it. So Nicholas is sitting down. So, Nicholas, you have a chance to become the full-time drummer on this show. You could travel around the world with us doing sold-out theater. Wait.
Oh, wow.
Wait a second.
Little tease, Tony.
Wait a second. Hey, settle down, Nicholas. Hold on. So here's how it works. You're going to do a drum solo of any kind. You know what I mean? You're going to play around for, 20 seconds to, 50 seconds or something like that. Now you get to do whatever you want. You could be funny if you want. You could just do that. You could take off your shirt if you want. You could do whatever you want because Joel goes crazy. He's undefeated all time in this. I think he's like 31-0. He's Floyd Mayweather of Mexican drum-offs. If you win, you're the new drummer of the show. You're the newest member of Kill Tony. Now, if he went and also if you win, he has to have your job. He has to drive a Honda Civic for UberX. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Comedy Store, I present to you a Mexican drum-off. Here he is, Nicholas Ravinsky. Oh, what's going on there? Thank you. Wow, Nicholas Ravinsky. All right.
It wasn't very
Chroma,
Mexican.
Chroma, can you fix that symbol? I don't know. It seemed like Joel sort of sabotaged him there.
Where's my drum tech?
What happened there? What's going on? I don't know who did what over there. That's the type of... No, it's okay, Nicholas. It's all right. It's worth it because now Joel comes out and everybody has fun for a couple minutes. All right, Nicholas, jump out of there. Jump out. All right, you guys know how it works. He's undefeated all time in this. He said that he will kill himself before losing a Mexican drum off on this stage. The reigning, defending, undefeated drummer of Kill Tony. This is a special thing that we very rarely get to do at the home shows anymore. I present to you a Mexican drum off. This is Joel Berg, Joel Jimenez. And here we go. He's got a Pringles can on the purple dildo. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely incredible. Let's see what happens.
I'm ready to commit a hate crime.
Wow. It looks like it. He has the purple dildo on. He has the dildo from Sacramento on his head. Here to defend his throne. You got a loose symbol up there. Almost seems like you set up late and last minute without...
Shut up, Tony!
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, defending his throne, the one and only Joel Berg, Joel Jimenez. I mean, absolute overkill, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, he's sucking his own dildo. His feet are over his head. He put the dildo in his mouth. He's still going. He's dancing like a Pakistani Ugandan up here. Wow. I mean, this is...
What the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
What just happened?
My goodness. Wow. I wish I could go back in time and bet on him on mybookie.ag using the code Tony.
Get some that loot for that dildo.
You play, you win, you get paid. How many of you have Nicholas Ravinsky winning this drum off? How many of you have Joel Berg, Joel Jimenez retaining, staying undefeated? Wow.
Yeah.
There it is, the Kill Tony Band. Another one, another victory. There goes Nicholas, everybody. One more time for Nicholas Ravinsky, everyone. Heck yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Everything's in a frenzy right now, and what better time to do something special? Do you guys like special things, huh? This is one of those special moments right here where we had something very fun happen and swing through town here today. She is an absolute legend on this show. She was on just her first time, was only just months ago, and then she made new appearances at Kill Tony Mania in San Francisco and absolutely tore the house down. She's here for us here tonight, a very special treat. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the one and only Nicole Tran. Hell yes. Cold-blooded assassin, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, make some noise for Nicole Tran.
Cha ơi, hãy chậm lại, đừng gớm cho con, đừng nhìn mặt cha lần sau cuối rồi, lát nữa đây con sẽ... Please be free to sing along if you know the words. I won a beauty contest for girls who speak bad English. I'm now the brand new 2019 Miss Pronounce. When I first start driving, I got a ticket for driving 100 miles an hour. I say to the cop, hey man, what you talking about? The sign says 101. I visited Chinatown here in LA. Chinese people are very organized. They always have all their ducks in a row.
Wow. Wow. A 1,000% slugging percentage on this show all time. The great Nicole Tran. You've never had a joke flatline on this show. You are something else.
It's fun to be here, man.
We always love you here, Nicole. This show works perfectly for people like you, and you work perfectly for it.
Yeah.
This is lovely. So you came here today, we found out earlier, with Pat Griffin, right?
Yes.
What was that? Which one of you drove? This is a very scary situation.
Very weird Thelma and Louise situation.
Yeah, exactly. Thelma and Ruiz. Hey, you like that one? All right. Eric. Clearly we found out that Eric hates Asians the most. There you go.
We got a...
Steve's got a boner over here. Right
yeah.
I really liked you, though. I really did.
We got on a Vietnamese bus, and the cost only $15. American bus cost $30. But on the Vietnamese bus, people in the bus have to carry two chickens.
What the fuck? You are the greatest.
Wow.
She's the goat. Yeah. She's literally the goat. It's Man. Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. So, Nicole, you're coming fresh off of Kill Tony Mania, an unbelievable performance. It was so powerful that we had you cold open the final show of the weekend. We put you on back-to-back episodes, guaranteed spots. Anything cool happened since the last time we saw you in your normal life? Anything interesting happen? Or you do anything wacky or crazy or anything? Or
oh, as you know, in my spare time, I love fashion design. Oh. That's my hobby. Mm. And look at this. This is a $10 dress and a $50 girdle.
What? $50
girdle?
What? Oh, girdle.
Girdle.
It's wow. All about the
dude,
girdle.
Did she just say a Pokemon? What was that, dude?
Wait, can Stevie translate, please? I need a...
No, I don't know.
You didn't catch that, Stevie?
I didn't catch it.
Hi, gorgeous.
Steve doesn't speak nail yeah. salon.
Hey.
Yeah. When I walk into the black clubs,
uh-huh.
all the black women goes, uh-oh. Somebody forgot to pay the bill at the nail salon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love you so much. Wow. Micah. Crowd's going wild. Pure momentum here. Coming off of Joel Berg's big win on the Mexican drum off. Micah, what do you think about this young little pot pie over here, Nicole Tran?
Hi, Blondie.
Dude, she loves Chroma Chris, dude.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, the blonde hair and the blue eyes. That's what she likes.
Oh, wow. Chroma, what do you think about this this pizza?
We'll just say like a rail won't be the only thing I'd grind tonight.
Wow. Hello. Chroma Chris, what? What? Red Band's playing the Kiss Me music. Nicole, you want to give Chroma Chris a little kiss?
Sure.
Kiss
Whoa!
Me.
This is exciting.
Me.
Wow, Chroma's going right up there. Oh, shit. There's a little
I like
hug.
Eyes with blue eyes.
Heck yeah. Chris but is the only guy that does foreplay before giving a kiss.
What is Uh-oh. Happening?
What's
They're doing
on?
Tai Chi.
Oh, my goodness.
This is like one of those videos on Pornhub that come up.
The anticipation's killing me right now. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Hey, Tony, can I ask Stevie Weeby a question?
Sure. Perfect time for that. Yeah, that's great.
No reason to just ruin the whole thing.
There's a whole thing going on right now in this moment. But okay, sure. What's your question that you want to shoehorn into this?
Thanks for the great setup. Back to you, dude.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a setup. We were in the middle of something. There's Chris and Nicole Tran.
They go back to it. It's all good, dude. They weren't kissing yet, so we can play the music and get right back into it. I think it's pretty easy.
No, it's not. There was literally something happening right then. What was your question for Stevie Weeby? Here's a great setup. Go ahead with your question for Stevie Weeby. Jeremiah Weapons, it's Micah with a question.
Since this is going to do so well, dude, with this super supportive cast...
Yes.
I was going to ask Stevie Weeby if he thinks this is a good look or a bad look for Asian people.
There you go.
I like her. I didn't like the Chinese music. I thought that was going a little bit too far.
That was Kiss Me. Sixpence and the Richer.
We'll talk after. You went a little too far with
it. It's Sixpence and the Richer.
A little bit. The Chinese music.
Do you have a boyfriend?
All that shit, man.
You have a boyfriend, Nicole?
Yeah, I only dated blue-eyed white guys.
Is that true? Are you?
All right,
you currently have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
No?
But the last guy I dated, look at the racetrack cleaning up after horses. I always look for a man with a stable job.
You're so cute.
On fire! Like, just ready.
Yeah.
She just... Eh.
She can walk the walk and talk the talk.
God.
My goodness.
The punster over here, man.
I'm telling you. Wow. So
this shows rocks, man.
Nicole, one of our favorite things that we've had you do since your first appearance on this show is have you sing a little song. Can you sing a short, quick song for us? Just a little something. She has an unbelievable, very special voice. Just a little something to show this audience what you're made out of. Here is Nicole Tran with a little song for you.
Jimmy, please say you wait for me.
Ooh.
I grow up some days, you see, saving all my kisses just for you. Say with love forever true.
There you go. The great Nicole Tran, ladies and gentlemen. An unstoppable force and one of our favorite people that we've discovered this year here on Kill Tony. How about one more time for Nicole, ladies and gentlemen? There she goes. We love you, Nicole. Come back as soon as possible. Oh, hold on a second.
And by the way, I don't have a green car. Please do not tell anybody that you saw me here tonight.
You know, wow. Tony, if you like Nicole, I'm doing a new Brian Holtzman podcast at Death Squad, and she's the guest tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow at 2 o'clock, deathsquad.tv.
Cool. There you go.
Amazing.
It's unbelievable. Oh, okie dokie. Yep, there you go. Live show. Fuck yeah. Pulled another name out of the bucket. Make some noise for Johan Nash, everybody. Johan Nash. Johan. No Johan? You know what? Yeah, we have momentum. We can always go back to the bucket. Let's do something fun. We have regulars on this show, ladies and gentlemen. Your first regular coming up tonight, very polarizing figure. I absolutely love him. A lot of people hate him. He has a definitive style of lying and improvising and sort of using his own branding. Sometimes he is known for pandering to get an audience on his side and then going into some of his hard-hitting brand new material. With a new minute every single week, the regulars are always something to keep an eye on, always a force of nature in the comedy world here on Kill Tony. Make some noise for William Montgomery, everybody. Here he is.
So after, what's going? So after last week, after my Shark Week joke, my life has really changed. I was on $100,000 pyramid. I was on Jeopardy. I was on you name it. I was on it. I'm opening up next week for not only Cat Williams, but Cat Stevens. I don't know if y'all were able to see last year, the Troll Godfather, spoiler alert, is not about the mafia. It's about trolls.
William, with the new minute. Heck yeah, William. How do you feel, pal?
I feel all right. It's been a long week.
Yeah, why has it been a long week for you?
I'm the new spokesperson for Dial Soap. I was in Sacramento 2 nights ago.
How'd you get that gig? How'd you end up getting the spokesmanship?
They saw my hands from the show.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
A hand model?
I am, if you want to call it that.
All right.
What do you call it?
I call it a model.
Just a regular
just
model?
Just a straight-up model.
Unless someone asks specifically what kind of model, you just go with the broad answer. I'm a model. I'm a professional
model. I'm a
model.
They focus in on my hands. I mess a lot with rings. I do...
Heck yeah. I noticed that you didn't say anything really to get the audience on your side, which has been a device that has worked a lot as of late. Is there a reason why you didn't open up Guns A-Blazin' with a local reference or anything like that?
I was going to start out with a, I'm from Memphis, there's a wonderful sushi place called Nagasaki. I was going to open up with that.
Well, good thing you didn't, clearly. Good thing you didn't.
Montez, what's going on? Normally, I'm killing it.
You realize that Montez...
It has turned into a nightmare up here. I'm totally on edge.
You realize...
I had to move to a new apartment. I was in Sacramento 2 nights ago. I didn't sleep for 3 days. I took ecstasy. I was at the Dial headquarters.
Where is the Dial headquarters?
Outside of Sacramento on Phillips Street. Phillips in second.
Now, you called him Montez. Now, William, you do realize that Eric Griffin just plays a character named Montez. That this isn't... he's the guy you see on Workaholics isn't an actual guy that's here. That's an... He's an actor. This is Eric Griffin. Do you know this, William?
Eric, it is so nice to be on the stage with you tonight. I saw you at a show at the Improv in a couple nights. You're so sweet to let me open up for you.
Did you just invite yourself? Have you ever...
You're so nice. I totally appreciate it. My dad's worried about me. He's like, William, your comedy thing is going down the drain. You're losing momentum on Kill Tony.
Steve Lee, this
smart
is,
father.
This is your first time seeing William Montgomery. You have any thoughts or...
He's awkward, but I like him a lot.
Yeah.
You are a little awkward because you said troll. You kept saying troll, and you kept looking at Eric.
Nicely done, Steve. You passive-aggressive little fuck.
Wow. William, anything else happened this week that we should know about?
I'm currently filming for a new show called Ghost Stories. It's on TNT. I'm getting a bunch of money.
Did you say TMT?
TNT, Turner...
Network Television.
Television. It's based out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, what are you playing in the Ghost Stories show?
A ghost.
Oh, wow. My
is it not just your hands, though? Are you like a hand
ghost?
It's not
ghost? It's my whole body.
Oh, your whole body this time.
What kind
whole
of
body.
What kind of ghost? What do you do on it? You come out from under the bed, or...
It's at a skating rink. I'm skating really fast on my rollerblades.
Wow.
I died there 10 years before... Just really fast. There's a really good video editor. sort of makes me translucent. Really cool. You'll tune in TNT next Thursday, 9 o'clock.
All right. I'm going to... Everybody's
what the
gonna...
fuck was that?
Wow.
That was a Red set. Band, this is probably my best set, and you're really going to fuck it up like that?
Best set? The last hour?
What?
Oh. Oh, boy.
He's so mad he even broke character to tell him off.
This is all of one thing. Let me ask you something, William. Okay, about... William, let me ask you something about your physical appearance here. Now... We've had a lot of talks about this and about that. There appears to be some serious swelling going. Oh, wait a second. Is he doing his trademark wink? The audience loves it. Look at this. They're going crazy. This works every time.
I think the people that really love it are the comics over there. They're just thinking, who's this dumbass? Why are they taking my time?
Hey, gave him a little wink. They love it. They absolutely love it. Old Wink Martindale over here. What was that, a wink? Hey!
It was a blink.
Wow. Did you get me to go a completely off track changing the subject about the fact that you look like you're 10 months pregnant right now, William?
Tony, I'll have you know I purchased this shirt 2 months ago on eBay. It was $500. This is a collector's piece.
Uh-huh. You're the only person I know where the podcast adds 10 pounds.
This is bad, isn't it?
It's getting a little out of control.
Tony, I'm going to ask you a question. Is your liver right here?
No, that's definitely a tapeworm or something.
No, that's not
it's
how tapeworms work.
It's recently been hurting me.
It's the wrong direction. Tapeworms would take fat away from him.
Well, they'll get fat while they're eating all this fat.
No,
I mean, literally, I was at Chili's 2 nights ago drinking margaritas, pounding them, and my liver started hurting, I think. I'm worried.
Point directly to where the pain was.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not your liver. No, that's your... That's closer to... It's probably the beginning of
Montez,
a heart attack,
get my back.
Actually.
It's your baby kicking.
Hey, don't bring me in this, man.
William, I mean, what is going on there? What have you been doing? It's getting massively bigger. I see you every week, and it's only that part, too. It's not like your face or your arms, you know what I mean? Like, Red Band gets thick all over his entire body.
Mostly like, my thighs.
Like, you... No, like
what'd you just fucking say? Mostly your thighs?
I'm sorry, you have weak thighs.
That's why you're up here. You're funny.
There you go. There you go.
What was that?
He got you. He just got you with a compliment.
That was weird.
William Montgomery, we absolutely love you. He's on the show every week. There he is. Another brand new minute from William Montgomery. Now, I will have you know, William, can you set the mic stand up all the way properly and everything instead of just leaving it like a hand model?
There. Look at that hand.
Look at those. Absolutely. There he goes. All right. Heck yeah. There he goes. Heck yeah. Jeremiah literally playing William off.
Ugh.
Always something fun to keep an eye on is the way Jeremiah reacts to William.
Yeah, what's that about, huh?
Yeah.
Sexual tension.
Something
a real
fun.
Tension between you guys?
Something fun for the listeners.
But he did look like he was living in an African village for a year. You know.
Speaking of an African village, we have another regular on this show. He writes and performs a brand new minute every single week. He's an absolute fucking firestorm sensation. Every single week, a brand new minute. And he's a roast machine. I love this guy. I believe in him greatly. He's also the brand spanking newest employee here at the world famous Comedy Store, a position that many great comedians have held. David Letterman, Jim Carrey, Robin Williams. And here he is with a brand new minute, the one and only David Lucas, everybody. Here he is. David Lucas. Yeah. Come on. One more time, good and loud for David, everybody.
It looks like Harriet Tubman is officially going to be on the face of the 20. That shit is going to make drug purchases hard as fuck. Can you imagine going to buy your crack or your weed and a nigga give you a Harriet Tubman 20? Like, damn, nigga, I can't take this tub. You ain't got two tens or some shit? I'm just saying, man, like, you kind of disrespectful. You want to give me a Harriet Tubman, nigga. Like, I know you got four fives. Who the fuck is... I saw a real picture of Harriet Tubman. I cannot buy drugs with her because she has the face of judgment. You know what I'm saying? Coming from a black man, that was an ugly woman. God damn. That's why she had the strength to free all them slaves, niggas. Can you imagine Harriet Tubman been getting fucked? She wouldn't have the energy to free them slaves. Niggas. Had she been dicknotized, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no fucking woman getting fucked good, got the energy to do shit.
There you go. Brand new minute 20 from the great David Lucas. Heck yeah. How's it going, my man?
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Good to see you wearing the fucking Comedy Store outfit.
Yeah, man. It's the biggest they had.
Heck yeah. You're goddamn right.
I'm in this motherfucker, barely. But
I love
it.
I love it. You got it. You're the only employee here that is actually the size and shape of the belly room, so...
God. Already? God damn,
I mean,
man.
I don't know. What?
This motherfucker judging me, man.
No, I think you're one of the strongest tonight.
Oh, I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
Somebody got a pep talk.
He looked like a Michael Jackson impersonator.
Oh, shit. Wait a second. I thought you only attacked people that made fun of you. He just gave you a compliment.
I'm a fan of yours.
I appreciate it. The odds are telling me you was roasted.
I'm a fan of yours.
I appreciate it, my nigga.
And David Lucas loves his fans. It takes six of them to keep him from sweating at night. So.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
What do I got for Tony?
David, I love this. I have no idea. How in the world do you have extra belt space hanging off of your belt right now? What type of goddamn dog leash are you wearing around your waist right now to where there's
fuck,
extra?
I ain't got no jokes for Tony today. Let's see.
It's okay. You don't.
I give me a few more. Then I let me get warmed up.
It's all good. It's all good. Literally, what size belt is that? Just fucking.
It's the belt you're gonna hang yourself with. When you go home and you see your boyfriend left that note.
Oh my god.
You're gonna think about this belt.
You're just jealous because I can hang
downtown
myself.
Downtown by myself and I had too much
oh,
fun.
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. You know the words, huh?
Think about myself and there she was.
Hey.
Like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was. Like disco superfly.
Everybody.
I smell sex and candy. Yeah. Who's that lounging in my chair?
It's funny because David knows
Who's
white people music.
Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream.
Yeah.
Dig it.
You're the only guy.
Hold on. I got one more. Let me.
You're the only guy I know that when he smells sex and candy, goes for the candy.
Tony is killing me tonight.
No,
fuck.
Oh, you're good.
I ain't got nothing for this Catholic priest collar you got on, nigga.
I thought the same thing when I buttoned.
You got fucked with a Bible on your back, nigga.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's absolutely true.
Only white people wear a collar shirt with a pullover with it, nigga. That's,
you know?
With your goddamn hall monitor looking ass.
I know. It's true. Maybe one day you'll get to button your top button on a shirt, too, David.
Hey, hold up!
Whoa!
Oh, yeah, nigga.
That's a zipper. That
angry
count.
Beaver looking ass nigga.
What?
Angry beaver looking ass nigga.
I guess so. I'll take
like
that.
You go home and make chips with your mouth, nigga.
That's true.
Just go I home make... and chew some wood, nigga.
I make chips.
Only nigga that pick his teeth with a toothpick then eat it, nigga.
What?
Termite ass nigga.
All right. All right.
Tony looked like he allergic to mothballs.
Okay. All right. He's heating up, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, this is what we do every Monday now. What do you think about Eric Griffin here? He's being silent.
Why are you bringing me in this? Why, Tony?
This motherfucker look like a high
here
school.
Here we go.
He look like a high school principal, nigga. That nigga look like Principal Jabroni, nigga. And he look like an Israeli and Jimmy Neutron, nigga.
You see what you did?
That motherfucking head.
An Israeli
That motherfucking
Jimmy.
Head is being like he got a race car helmet on, nigga. I'm just playing, bro. That motherfucker got some. You about to go
Wait
see?
Wait a minute! Take that hat off. You need to shut the fuck up. Wait! You look like you got a burnt straw hat on.
Hey, nigga, ain't nobody saying nothing about your Mr. Clean mustache, motherfucker. That motherfucker got a Swiffer sweep on his mouth, nigga.
Swiffer sweep.
Every time he leave a what? Room, fans turn on, nigga. Show ass up out of here, nigga.
What are you talking about? You guys attacking me. Fuck.
Hey, Mexicans use your mustache to clean up.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah. You got some. That ain't about to go see a movie. He got some IMAX glasses on, nigga. And then got
wait,
the. You got
IMAX?
The, you yeah, you got the
IMAX
Malcolm X glasses on. Get your hand out of my pocket, nigga.
Oh, my God. David Lucas.
Get him out of here.
I loved it. Four minutes ago, he's like, I don't have anything tonight for you guys. And then 74 jokes later, he's like, all right, I'm going to get out of here.
Michael Jackson's son grew up, nigga, blanket. That's the one he held over the balcony, you know what I mean? The only nigga that didn't get touched at Neverland, nigga.
Oh, my God.
I saw it, but I didn't get touched.
Oh, my God.
That nigga was a material witness in the case. Nigga.
Oh, my. He is on fire, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. I'm just fucking with you, Eric. You funny. Bro, you don't act like you don't remember me from the Laugh Factory in Vegas, though. Remember?
No, I wouldn't remember you.
Oh, look at that. It's a low blow.
This nigga
what?
He was my chaperone at my middle school dance. Hey, you're dancing too close.
But it was just you.
Nigga, you two cheeseburgers and a chicken nugget away from me.
Yeah. It's still.
You a hefty ass nigga yourself.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, nigga.
But you still look like you ate me.
Yeah, nigga. I know you make noise when you bend down to tie your shoe down. Don't act like you just skinny up in this bitch, nigga.
I'm not saying that, but I can still see my shoes.
Yeah, nigga. Me too, nigga. Don't act like you ain't wear husky pants growing up. That nigga was wearing big man clothes in middle school, nigga. That nigga, you was wearing your daddy work pants to school, nigga.
Oh, my God. Absolute chaos.
You got some more, bro? Keep going. I like this shit. Hairy knuckle ass. Yeah. I feel like he got a boxing glove on, nigga. This motherfucker hairy as shit. That motherfucker go to the barbershop, ain't line my knuckles up, nigga.
You did this on purpose.
No, I swear to God, I did not. This guy's a freak. For those of you listening or that don't know that haven't been that close to Eric does have famously hairy
Yeah,
knuckles.
They are very
that
hairy.
That motherfucker got werewolf hands, nigga.
Yeah, this is like, I'm in mid-werewolf transformation.
If
right
you
here.
Finger a bitch, I know her pussy hair grow back.
He tells the barber.
I just got my shit waxed yesterday. What the fuck?
Line up his knuckles.
You need to dip your hands in some goddamn hot fry grease, nigga.
Oh, my God. All right. David Lucas, what can I say? You're an absolute fucking force of energy. You just elevated this show to a whole nother level every single week. You're my guy, dude.
You're
my guy.
Hey, for all y'all fans, t-shirts is here. DM me to order them motherfuckers. I got medium through 2XL. Hit me up.
Only 2XL, so we'll never see you wearing one, huh?
I got women's sizes for Tony, too.
David Lucas. David motherfucking Lucas.
Yeah.
Abso-goddamn-lutely.
Yeah.
I love you, David.
Love you, too, dog.
There he goes. David Lucas, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Wow. My man. I mean, what can I say?
That was beautiful. Woo!
David Lucas is just on a whole different level.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, what's cooking good looking? It's our friend from Ireland over there. Look at this.
Yeah, hey.
There he is. Another famous Kill Tony classic. There's the great Aphrodite in the house over here. What do you guys think? Bucket one last time to end this thing?
One more!
I mean, I'm telling you, it's usually better if we end the episode on a high note like that. You guys think we should go one more time? All right. We're taking a big chance here. I'm digging deep in this bucket. Let's see what happens here. Okay, make some noise for your final comedian of the night, unless this goes horribly wrong, and then we'll go right back. but make some noise for your final comedian. It's Nick Borsellino, everybody. Nick Borsellino. Back from that ledge, my friend. Back from that ledge, my friend. Now step back. You go killing yourself. One more time, your final comedian, Nick Borsellino.
How's it going? Cool. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm not a Three Musketeer. I really think I gotta change my look, though, because Once Upon a Time in Hollywood's so popular. Can't be looking like this with a Manson movie popular, am I right? I'm really hoping that Tarantino's next film is going to be Passion of Christ 2. I think that could really turn my career around. big NFL fan. A lot of people offended by the Washington Redskins, or as I like to call them, the Washington R-words, because Redskins is offensive. But I don't know. I personally think there's a more offensive NFL team, and that's the New York Jets. Because if you think about it, if Hiroshima had a team and they were called the A-bombs, they'd probably have to change that, right? Cool, that's all I got.
Hell yeah. Nick Borsellino, welcome, welcome. Very good set. Way to handle it. Tough position following David Lucas.
Yeah,
you worked your way through it. A lot of good self-deprecation, good jokes there, and you segued right into normal material. That was smooth. How long have you been doing stand-up?
About a year, I think. I didn't know I was supposed to remember when I started. I don't know. I didn't know I was supposed to like log like how long I've been doing it.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say a year.
Yeah, that's a good. I guess that's a good answer. so welcome, Nick. How old are you?
26.
1 year, 26. What do you do for work?
I work at Universal Studios.
Ooh, what do you do there?
I work in the like a food stands, you know.
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, there's various food stands in Universal, and I work in them.
You work at a fun one or anything? You work at, like, the fucking Indiana...
Occasionally, they'll put me in the Simpsons world, and I have to dress like a Simpsons character.
Oh. Which Simpsons character do you normally go with?
Well, a lot of times they put me in Luigi's, and I think that's really offensive because my last name is Borsellino, so I'm Italian.
All right.
And it's just really, like, overtly Dago-y, like, you know?
Jesus. Why
would I can't say that, I'm Italian. But it's just like this, like, it's like, stupid. I don't know, very pizza-y chef looking. I don't know.
Nah, I bet that looks adorable on you. How long you been working at Universal Studios?
About 6 months.
6 months. You from L.A.? You just moved here?
No, I'm originally from Tinley Park, Illinois, suburb just outside of Chicago.
Whoa, look at that. One fan. Heck yeah. One lady's leaving. She's heard enough right there.
Cool.
There you go. Wow, there you go. Oh, we lost two of them. There it goes. Harriet Tubman, mad about the jokes about her earlier. There she goes, everybody leaving the show. There you go. Something to be offended by on your Yelp review. So, Nick, tell us something crazy about you that we wouldn't possibly believe or ever guess about you. Fun fact about your life.
Well, first off, I have a girlfriend. That's really unbelievable.
Wow, look at that.
And second off, she's a therapist.
Dude, wow. Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Did she fall in love with you because you love laying down on couches?
No.
All right.
I don't even get it.
Yeah, it's because you look like a stoner that like lays on a couch all the time, and therapists make you lay down on the couch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You look like the final Blockbuster employee.
Come on.
There he is.
Joelberg. An episode of pure redemption for Joelberg. Unbelievable. I love it. Nick, how long have you been dating this therapist?
I think it's like 9 years or something.
Wow. Yeah. Look at that. You ever going to pop the question?
I doubt it.
You're just going to bed.
What makes you say that? Why is
Why say it like that?
I don't know. 9 years we've been dating. We might as well be married, I guess. Sure.
Jeez Louise.
Wait, you've been dating your therapist for 9 years?
Yeah, of course. Well, she kind of got that job, you know, through me.
Really?
Yeah, no. I'm just
at Universal Pizza? Or?
What?
Like, how'd she get the job through you?
I think you're
just
kidding.
Oh, I was just being stupid. Yeah,
that's impossible.
Do you have commitment issues? Hasn't your girl, like worked through those or anything?
No. No commitment issues.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
This is going to sound weird because I work at Universal Studios, but I'm a, like, roller coaster enthusiast.
Ah.
Yeah, so, like, I'm obsessed with roller coasters.
You ever been to Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio?
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
Steel Vengeance is the shit.
Say that again?
Steel Vengeance is the shit.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, have you ever been to Worlds of Fun in Kansas City, dude?
No, but I want to. I'm down. Yeah. Bamba, that's a good coaster.
We just
dude, he actually knows it, dude.
Yeah.
He is an enthusiast, dude.
That's so cool. When's the last time you went to Cedar Point?
Last year. The first year of Steel Vengeance,
That is awesome. Yeah, I haven't been on Steel Vengeance yet, but I rode the Maverick and Top Thrill Dragster both the days that they opened for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Made the Magnum.
Risky business back then.
But didn't somebody die at Cedar Point on that water ride or something?
Nope, that never happened.
Nope. Okay.
But... Top Thrill had a thing where, like, the cord, like, exploded or something, and it felt like a bunch of people got bee stings from it. It was weird.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So, Nick, you've been with your girl for 9 years. How do you keep things exciting in the bedroom? You have any special tricks or anything like that?
We don't. It's just missionary style.
Wow.
Dude, you got to try a 180, dude.
Jeez. Can you explain a 180?
Dude, flip her around, dude, and go,
No.
Dude, have you ever done a 720 nose grab, dude?
Please tell us about the nose grab.
No one knows about Jeremiah nose grabs better than Jeremiah. That didn't get out clean. What do you guys think about Nick Borsellino?
You know, it's all right.
Wow.
I'll take that.
You're a weird dude. You know you're a weird dude. It's good.
Yeah,
keep it up.
I like it. I'm into it.
Yeah. You had good energy. You had good energy. I just didn't get the... I don't watch football, so that's the only thing I could say. I don't watch football, but you're good, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. How about Micah? Micah, what do you got for this guy?
I just say be careful of the use of the word offensive because, like, as soon as you use that word, like, people start, like, overthinking stuff, dude, and then they might start not liking you, dude.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want that.
All right.
That's Micah's tip of the day, dude.
Fuck yeah. Tip of the day. Absolutely. Wow. So anything else fun about your life or any fun facts about your family? Are you as Italian as your last name seems?
No. I don't even really have an Italian grandma, so I don't even think I consider it Italian. It's just the last name, really.
You close with your father?
Yeah, he's all right.
What does he do?
He's an insurance broker.
An insurance broker with the last name Borsellino?
Yeah.
What does your mom do?
What kind of insurance?
She's a house mom.
A house mom?
She sleeps on the couch.
Wow. You and your mom have something in common.
I like how you said a house mom.
Yeah.
As opposed to a like field a
weird...
mom.
It is. It's a weird way to say it.
Yeah. Have you a field mom?
A house mom.
You out there in the field with that field mom, huh? You got a house mom? I like that. All right. Are you the black sheep in the family? Like, do they look at you and be like, "We made it"? He's like, or
no, we're all like pretty much weird.
You have a lot of brothers and sisters.
Two brothers and a sister.
What do they do?
One's dead and one's in the.
How did
I
one
got
die?
Another one. It's fine.
What happened to the one? Pain pill addiction.
It was a car accident.
Ooh, a car accident. Heck yeah. Thought I'd have to go all the way to Luigi's in Universal Studios to get a good T-bone with your family. But,
dude.
Tony, well played.
Can I just say, when Red Band hit that air horn after you talked about the dead family member, a woman in the audience literally goes, "Oh my God!"
That is one of our favorite reactions possible on this show. You can only really hear that reaction at a taping live of Kill Tony. Comedy Store Monday nights and on the road, Columbus, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, San Antonio, Houston, and Calgary all coming up. Get that at deathsquad.tv, tonyhinchcliffe.com, really a bunch of different places. How about one more time for Nick Borsellino, ladies
Nick!
And gentlemen. There he goes. He's on Instagram at Nick with nothing better to do, all one word.
Very
Here comes
nice.
The great Ryan J. Ebel with his drawing of tonight's episode, The Moment of Truth. He said he's tired from flying all day. Look at what he was able to accomplish. Absolutely incredible. All the prints are available at ryanjebel.com. There's a massive sale going on right now. Literally everything is on sale. Every print, every poster that's ever happened. So if you have a favorite episode with Christmas coming up right around the corner, go to that website and get a print that you love. Get one of the tour posters that maybe you didn't have the cash for at one of the live shows you went to. And buy Kill Tony the book. They're Volume 2 and Volume 3 is out. Volume 3 has Volume 1 and Volume 2. So Volume 2 is only if you already have Volume 1. In Volume 3, if you don't have any of the books yet, and you'll have everything all at once. We sign all those, and we send them out. You could have it before Christmas. How about one more time? His first time on the show, Steve Lee, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of the Stevie Weeby Show and his music. Go to StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Go to StevieWeebyShow.com. Check him out. Check out everything Stevie Weeby. I loved your performance. I loved your energy tonight. One more time for the great Eric Griffin, everybody. One of our favorite guests in the show's history. He's got
Thank you, Tony.
Griffin with Griffin. And he is going to be at Phoenix Stand Up Live Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving. Make sure you get tickets for that, Phoenix. We have a big loyal following in Phoenix, Arizona. So, shout out to the great Infinite CBD. That's right. Get it for Christmas, 30% off for, I think, the first time ever. It's just an incredible deal. Use the promo code TONY15. You get 30% off at Infinite CBD. And visit mybookie.ag today. Use the promo code TONY to activate your offer of doubling your deposit. You play, you win, you get paid. How about one more time for the great Jeremiah Watkins, huh? St. Louis, San Diego with the Kill Tony Band and William Montgomery, Kansas City, Chicago, and Detroit. JeremiahWalkins.com. Jeremiah Wonders is his podcast. Jeremiah Stand Up on social media. Jeremiah Watkins on YouTube. There's nothing I possibly could have missed on this one, but you'll find a way.
Just Louis J. Gomez and Kim Congdon are the guests on the Jeremiah Wonders Roadcast today. Check it out.
How about one more time for the great Chroma Chris, everybody? Silent but deadly. He batted 100% tonight. Chroma, what do you think about tonight's episode?
Oh, it's extreme to the max, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, you know what else is extreme? On the 23rd, November 23rd, we got the Baby Boys. We have our album release party at the Silver Lake Lounge with Reagan and Watkins and also Drac and the Swamp Rats.
That's crazy, because November 23rd is also Storecade here at the Comedy Store, the first
Hell
ever
yeah.
pro wrestling event. Infinite CBD presents Storecade.
Also, we got a big gay calendar for sale.
That big gay calendar, you better get it before it becomes 2020 and the paper calendar is completely pointless. How about one more time? Big night of redemption for him. Joelberg Joel Jimenez, huh?
No!
You know him, you love him, he's mostly sorry on social media. He's an official artist of the Ludwig Elite crew. Anything else, Joel?
Check out Collage of the Mirage. Check out Riffin with Griffin. He's got a great episode on how to be a stand-up or starting in stand-up. Check it out. Love you guys.
Bunch of great new shows on the Death Squad Network. The Brian Holtzman.
You got David Lucas and William Montgomery. The two regulars have a podcast called Brothers in Cursive. It's every Wednesday at Death Squad. Go to deathsquad.tv.
That's right. Make sure you get it. Go check it out. Use your Ridge wallet and go to infinitecbd.com and mybookie.ag today. Live audience, we love you. Thank you guys for sticking with us and through it all. Nobody has more fun on Mondays than us. We'll see you soon. Here we go. Yep.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.